Adam Marcoux, goaltending coach for the Olds Grizzlies.
You bet. So, Adam, just walk us through your journey to get affiliated with this AJHL franchise.
Yeah, it kind of happened November of last year. They reached out to me and was very happy to join the team. It's been awesome so far. The staff here has been great, and the community has been great.
Yeah. And obviously your family history is goaltending, so just to walk us through, you know, growing up and how you got involved and how your dad did as well, David.
Yeah, it's great. We moved to Calgary when I was about 7 years old because my dad got a job with the Calgary Flames as their goalie coach. So I had one of the coolest childhoods growing up around the Calgary Flames and Iginla and Kiprasov and those guys. So goaltending is a little bit in my blood, and specifically coaching now. So it was awesome. And he spent a little bit of time with the Carolina Hurricanes after that. And at that point, I was playing junior hockey in the BCHL. So we didn't move to Carolina. We kind of always stayed in Calgary, and that's kind of what we call home now.
You bet. So what age did you first put on a pair of pads?
Yeah, it would have been really early. Like, it would have been 5 or 6. I think, like everybody, the first few years you play as a player to kind of learn to skate. And then probably around, you know, second year Adam, first year Pee-wee's when you really start to go all out on the goalie thing. So and that's something I recommend to a lot of young kids now is you know, learn to skate as a player first. And then transition to a goalie a little bit later on.
Yeah, when I was growing up, I did go to a couple goaltending clinics very early on in Pee-wee stages and that, and they always said the goalie should be the best skater on the team. Why is that?
Yeah, well, I think there's a lot of little movements, a lot of little adjustments. Totally different than a player. We're moving a lot more side to side. There's a lot more to do with the hips and the knees. Player is more about fast twitch and really using those powerful muscles, and I think as a goalie, it's just about making those little adjustments, and you have to get into some pretty awkward positions on the post sometimes. So there's a lot of mobility and flexibility that comes into play.
Again, when you walk through all of the generations of goaltending, from the butterfly to, you know, the Finnish hybrid, to all those types of things, I'm sure some of these things that you may be able to say will go right over my head. But what is, you know, your technical, goaltending style that you coach?
Yeah, well, I think every goalie has their own style. And so I think my job as a goalie coach is to make sure that goalie plays the best type of style they can. It's not about changing the goalie to fit a specific mold. I think it's about coaching that goalie for who they are. An example I use a lot is a legendary goalie like Jonathan Quick. He's in the splits almost every 3 or 4 saves. Not how I look at goaltending, but if I'm, you know, coaching him, that's the way I want him to play. So, it's about simplifying the game, I think, overall. And all of our little movements, everything that we can do in the net, what's the best way to get from point A to point B? And you look at all of these NHL goalies, and I think a lot of their saves will look easy, and I think that's on purpose. I think they like to simplify the game, and so that's really a lot of what I coach and what I'm about.
You bet. Obviously, you've got a couple of pieces of clay to mold here in the net with the Olds Grizzlies this season, and a big goaltender in Connor Johnson. You know, what are some of the things that you've seen him make strides in since you guys started working together?
Yeah, absolutely. Johnny's a fantastic goalie. I think a lot of what we worked on last year was kind of realizing how big he is in the net. I think there was times last year where he was attacking pucks a lot. And so we worked a lot this summer, and this year we've worked a lot on kind of staying a little bit deeper into that net and taking away the space that we can with our body. And I think that him being a little bit deeper in the net sometimes this year allows him to be more mobile going side to side. And I think he's kind of realized now he doesn't need to attack the puck so much and just kind of let the play come to him.
Yeah, and obviously he does have that ability to be explosive as well. So just, you know, how do you balance those things?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's a lot to do with scrambles in front and staying calm in chaotic situations, right? As a goalie, it's easy to press the panic button sometimes, but when you realize what you're covering in the net, I think it's a lot easier to just kind of sit back and let the play come to you. And Johnny's been fantastic, not only on the ice, but on the mental side of it, on the mental part of handling the game and handling, you know, a team that might be struggling a little bit off the bat.
You bet. Corbin Sanderman obviously has a great pedigree. He's had a chance to play at the Alberta Cup, has been, you know, WHL Bantam drafted as well. You know, what have you got to work with in Corbin Sanderman?
Yeah, he's a really determined kid. He loves the game, and I think he's from this area, so that's really cool as well. And yeah, Corbin's a great goalie that has really good mobility in the net. And I think just the willingness to learn every day in practice too, just the effort he puts in practice. And obviously he's a young guy that wants experience in this league. And so it's kind of, you know, up to him what he does with that experience. And I think he's taking every game and learning a little bit more about the league.
Now, just to go back to last season, because there were some special numbers that Ben Dardis put up last year. He was 11 for 11 in a shootout, which, you know, I don't know that that's not an AJHL record, but they don't have stats to prove it. He had a 61 save shutout, which I think is probably also a record, but I'm not sure whether they can prove it. And then in the shootouts, he was 5-0, and I believe he stopped 22 out of 23, plus Devin had a penalty shot in overtime. So in overtime, he was 23 out of 24 in those one-on-one scenarios. Just what do you think Ben did so well in those matchups?
Yeah, well, Ben was a gamer. And I think my biggest thing was just not to mess with anything he was doing, not to mess with his style and just kind of let him play his game. He was obviously a little bit unorthodox when it comes to the goalie, the technical part of it. But it is refreshing once in a while to get a goalie that is not necessarily robotic in the net, but just loves to play the game and reads plays really well. So yeah, he was amazing when it came to that. And some of the numbers he was putting up, some of the shots that he was stopping during a game were just crazy. So really happy he was able to move on and from our program and find a home in the NCAA. And been keeping up with him, been chatting with him this year. So it sounds like he's got a good home.
Well, that's so great to hear. Well, keep her going, Adam. We'll catch up maybe on some old Flames tales the next time we talk.
Thank you very much, Galen.